yo, what up, Big Ant? It's your boy, Uncle Vin Rock, from the legendary Naughty by Nature. So listen, bro, I want to congratulate you on the first season of Sinise Unfiltered Podcast. You're doing your thing, bro, and I know you're already making a huge impact, and I can't wait to see what the second season has in store, all right? You down with Sinise Unfiltered? Yeah, you know me. It's your boy, Uncle Vin Rock, man. Keep doing your thing, bro. Peace.
Yo, Ant, what up? It's Hendrix, you know the vibes. We gon' keep it all the way unfiltered. Hottest podcast in the game. Yep. Sinise Unfiltered. You rockin' with Sinise Unfiltered. 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 Sinise Unfiltered. Let's talk about sports and the politics. Let's talk about music, talk about life. If you ain't tuned in, then you out of it. A fresh, unfiltered perspective. Hottest podcast, no question. A fresh, unfiltered perspective. Hottest podcast, no question. Sinise Unfiltered.
What up? This your boy Ant, Sinise Unfiltered Podcast. I know it's been a while, but we back. And today, I got a very, very special guest representing The Voice, Team Legend. Welcome to the podcast, Miss Janora Brown. How you doing?
Hello. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Pleasure to have you on.
Thank you.
So I know you got a busy schedule, so thank you for taking the time out to talk with me today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. I'm a fan of the show, and each season, you know, I pick people who I like, who catch my attention. You caught my attention, and like I said, I'm glad you're on. You're going to go a long way in the show. I feel it. I know it.
Thank you so much. Uh-huh.
Okay, so what made you audition for the show?
I actually saw an ad on Instagram. It was like a virtual audition for The Voice, and all my friends and family wanted me to do it, and I wanted to do it. So I'd send in some virtual videos of me singing, and I got a call back.
Awesome. How did you know you were selected for the show? How did you find out?
Through email. They actually said I was selected for a callback, and then once they knew that they wanted to fly me out to California, mm-hmm. I got a call, and that call changed my life. I was so speechless. I couldn't believe what she was saying on the other side of the phone, that they wanted me to come out to California.
Do you think it was a prank or anything? Somebody was messing with you?
Exactly. I thought it was a prank. I was like, no, who's this? Why are you playing on the phone? But it was fun. I was so excited.
Awesome. So how excited are you to have Mr. John Legend as your coach?
I'm super excited. I actually sung a John Legend song in high school and won first place. I sung all of me. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty cool to sing in front of him, and he turned around, and I'm like, I'm so thankful that he turned around. Yeah. And Kelly too. Yeah. And once I chose him as my coach, I felt so honored to have him.
Awesome. So I was going to get to this in a little while, but I'm going to bring it up now. So you said you sing a John Legend song at the talent show. So I guess we can call you the Tom Brady of talent shows, because you won 25 of the 26 you were in. Is that true?
Yes, that is true.
Awesome. So how does music inspire you?
I love music. Music is another form of me expressing how I feel. Listening to music, I love Beyonce. I'm a huge Beyonce fan. Been a Beyonce fan since I was three. So I love soul, R&B, pop. I love all types of genres of music. I love singing. That's why I chose to sing, really. Like, mm-hmm. Music has really helped me to express myself.
Okay, so I know you said Beyonce. Are there any other artists that inspire you?
Yes, I love Alicia Keys. I love Jennifer Hudson. I actually love Ariana Grande. So meeting her was amazing for me.
Oh, cool. So what made you choose Angel of Mine for your blind audition?
Angel of Mine, I love Monica. It was a song that I usually sing all the time. And once I saw that it was on the list to sing, I chose it immediately. And once they said that's okay, that was okay for me to sing, I was so happy, because I'm very used to singing that song.
Okay, cool. That was awesome. Yeah, you did a great job on that song. Great job.
Thank you.
So, you know, you got music. That's your first love. You're going for it. You know, that's your dream. But one thing that caught my attention with you in your bio, which I really love, that you also have, you know, a backup plan. You know, you recently graduated from the University of North Carolina, Greensboro, with a degree in biology and concentration in pre-dentistry. Tell me how important, because a lot of these young kids these days, you know, I'm older, so if I'm talking to my sons about college and their future, they'll be like, ah, you know, you're young. Tell these young kids how important it is to have an education.
It is very important to have an education. It's something that you can fall back on. Even if it's not your true passion, you can always fall back on it, like financially. Or just if it is your passion to go to school, it's a great experience. You'll learn a lot. You can teach others when they need help in that aspect that you're learning about. Mm-hmm. School is very important. My family values education. That's why I went to college.
And what sparked your interest in biology and dentistry?
I love biology. Like, science is my go-to. I love math and other subjects, but science sparked my interest a lot. Like, I'm interested in teeth. I used to watch YouTube videos of teeth extractions. I'm not sure why, but it interests me. I could watch them for hours. So, yeah, that's why I chose biology.
Okay. And I also see you were an athlete in school, an avid athlete. What sports did you play?
I played a lot of sports. My number one that I've been in since sixth grade was basketball, but I did cheerleading, gymnastics, did softball, I did track, but basketball was my number one. I was shooting guard and point guard, and I was also the team captain on varsity. So,
okay, do you follow the NBA?
Well, I do follow the NBA. I'm a Steph Curry fan. So.
Oh, so you're a Warriors fan?
Yes.
Okay.
Now James is good too. Now I'm gonna have to give credit to James as well.
No, he's great. That's the man. He's still the man. He's still the man. So how are you gonna mentally prepare for the live auditions?
I'm going to mentally prepare by saving my voice, drinking tea and water, warm tea and water. I'm going to try to pick songs that will broadcast my vocal range and, you know, have that moment. There was a vocal coach. Her name was Bird. She taught me that I needed a moment in each song that I sung. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to make sure my song selections have a moment.
Okay, cool. And what does it mean to have all your family, friends, and your community supporting you during the journey on the show?
It's amazing. Like, I never experienced this type of love and support from many people all around my city, people I don't know. It's amazing to see that they actually have messages that saying I inspired them to go after their dreams. And that means the world to me because most people think like their dreams is out of reach. And that's not true. Mm-hmm. You can really go after it.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. If you could do a track with any artist, who would it be?
Hands down, Beyoncé.
Beyoncé, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, let me ask you this question now. If you could remake any song, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a good one. I like the old classics, so if I can remake one, I would remake Angel of Mine. I'd try to spin it out, like, do it differently.
Okay, that's what's up. What would it mean for you to win The Voice this season?
It will mean the world. Like, man, I know there's a cash prize of $100,000, but even past the money, just it will make me, I would, it would just confirm that my dream that I had since a little girl was always in reach and that I achieved it. And it would mean the world to me. I would be so beyond happy.
Okay. And what advice would you give to a young girl? Picture a younger self of you. What advice would you give to them trying to follow their dream in music?
I would tell them, don't give up, even when you hear no, because I have heard no plenty of times before. Mm-hmm. When you fail, keep trying. Don't give up on it. As long as you keep God first, the rest is yours to paint. It's a canvas, a blank canvas, yours to paint. So however you want it to happen, just keep going and never give up on it.
Sounds great. What's the biggest lesson you have learned so far?
My biggest lesson is not to doubt yourself, because I, during the process, like in the beginning of Bronze, I was always comparing myself to the other contestants, like, oh, they're better than me, or maybe I should do this differently so I can compete with this person. You know, my biggest lesson is just trust in you and know that you're doing good in whatever you're doing. So don't compare yourself and don't doubt yourself.
There you go. Gotta have that confidence in yourself. Gotta have that confidence.
Exactly.
Okay. So what would you like to say to your family and friends and your new fans all around the world and in Lake City, South Carolina, and Wingate, North Carolina?
I'm on the bus, y'all. No, I'm
just kidding. We did.
I would have to say to them, like, this is amazing. Follow your dreams, and I would say live life how you want to live it.
Awesome. Great advice. Well, hey, listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on. I know you have a lot of stuff to do today. You gotta, you know, got your stuff you gotta take care of. I appreciate you coming on. I'm gonna be rooting for you. And one thing, okay, there's one thing I wanna say real quick to everybody listening to the voice, everybody listening to the podcast right now. If there's a contestant you like on The Voice, please make sure you guys go out there and vote. Make sure you vote. Because a lot of times people might think, oh, my vote's not gonna count. My vote, it doesn't matter. Those 5, 10, 15, 20 votes, 20 votes can make a difference. So help these artists, help these contestants fulfill their dreams. Make sure you vote for them and get them through. Because a lot of times, I was talking, you know, a few months ago, I was talking to Sidrice, who was on The Voice a couple years ago. And she was just saying how, you know, people supported her, but they didn't go out and vote. You know, you got to vote. You got to vote. You got to make it happen for these contestants.
Yes.
So one last thing. Oh, if you could do for me real quick. If you could stand up, if you could stand up with me real quick.
Okay, one thing I'm standing up.
Okay, you're standing up. All right, Sinise on Filter Maniacs, you know what we do. We're going to walk in place for 30 seconds for autism awareness. I do this every podcast. Shout out to Puzzle Life, Midtown, all the warrior dads, all the warrior moms, all the little kings and princesses out there. Autism family, we are with you. It doesn't stop in April. Sinise Unfiltered rocks with you 365, 24/7. So walk in place to autism 30 seconds each day. It doesn't take nothing out your day, people. Okay. Miss Janora Brown, once again, I appreciate you taking the time for me to talk to me. Good luck on the way, and you got my support.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
Thank you. Sinise Unfiltered, love, live life, we out.
When I first saw you, I already knew.
Hello, Monica.
Yeah.
There was something inside of you.
Woo.
Something I thought that I would never find.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sinise Unfiltered podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for some more unfiltered discussions. And Sinise Unfiltered Maniacs, remember, if we stand together, we can change the world. Love, live life. I'm out.